Today is Friday, October 24th. Good evening for WRCO News, sitting in for Joanne Krulatz. I'm Tim Thied. Governor Tony Evers is appealing a decision by FEMA. Evers today announced that the Trump administration had denied Wisconsin's application for public assistance for Door, Grant, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties after severe storms and flooding caused severe damage to public infrastructure in August. In response, the governor announced he will be filing an appeal to ensure these six communities receive the support they need to rebuild, recover, and address more than $26.5 million in disaster costs. In a letter sent to the governor, FEMA said that while the impact to individuals and households are significant based on the preliminary damage assessments, it has been determined that the public assistance program is not warranted. In September, formal preliminary damage assessments were conducted by joint teams including FEMA, Wisconsin Emergency Management, and local officials, and those assessments validated that more than $26.5 million in eligible disaster costs. Governor Evers is now directing WEM to gather additional information and details on costs the public sector and certain private nonprofit organizations incurred due to the August storms. Wisconsin has 30 days from the date of the denial letter to send its appeal. With the fall hunting season underway, Amplify Health by Gunderson is reminding hunters of the risks of falls from tree stands. Megan Anderson is the Injury Prevention Coordinator with Amplify Health by Gunderson.
So this time of year, we typically see falls related to tree stands more than we see firearm-related injuries during the gun hunting season. So it's really important to kind of think about ways that we can prevent those falls. I know bow hunters are more at risk being in tree stands this time of year.
Wood rot, snapped stumps, and tree limbs, failed railings and slips are among some of the most common preventable factors that can lead to tree stand falls.
A lot of different factors can contribute to falls from tree stands, one of those being human error, so just not using equipment appropriately, losing our balance when we're in the tree stand. We can have equipment or structural issues, so like deterioration of the stand or equipment breaking can cause falls. And then environmental factors, so if there's rain or if there's morning dew, oftentimes hunters are getting in and out of the stand when it's dark, and so stands can be slippery, especially in the morning and the evening, so that can cause falls as well.
No matter what type of tree stand is used, there are safety tips that apply.
Thinking about safety equipment, so always using that full body harness is really good. If you can use a tow line so you're not trying to carry your gear with you, that way you have at least 3 points of contact at all times on the tree stand, so that's really helpful. And then making sure that someone knows your location, so where you'll be and when you'll plan to return, that's really important as well.
A little preparation before making the climb can go a long way in ensuring hunter safety.
So you always want to check your stand or equipment ahead of, you know, each use to make sure there isn't any deterioration. There's more likely to be deterioration among permanent stands, so it's always good to check that equipment over. And then, again, like I said, just making sure that someone knows where you are when you plan to return. Checking to see if you have cell service in the area that you'll be, or carrying a two-way radio, having some type of safety plan just in case something does happen. You know, I know bow hunters, maybe it's less common that they would have a hunting buddy or a hunting party, as sometimes we see during the gun season. And so that safety piece is really important to know what you would do if there was a fall and how you would be able to get help. You can also think about the height of the tree stand. So, you know, we often see falls with injuries at like 15 to 20 feet, and it's recommended to have your stand about 10 feet or less. So there's, you know, some information that we know that less than 10 feet, you know, less serious injuries. The higher you get, the higher the fall, the more likely to have a serious injury from that.
Other steps to prevent tree stand falls include selecting a tree that is substantial enough to support the weight and has no obvious signs of decay or disease, read, understand, and follow all the manufacturer's recommended tree stand installation and maintenance procedures, Do not alter the tree stand or full body harness equipment, and use a short tether between you and the tree when seated in the stand. A free online safety course for hunters, along with more information on tree stand safety, is available on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources joins the nation in celebrating Forest Products Week this week. Wisconsin has 17 million acres of public and private forested land that provides raw material to the forest products industry. Forest Products Week recognizes the people who work in and care for our forests, the industry workers who make the forest products we depend on, and the many ways forest products contribute to Wisconsin's economy and quality of life. Data analyzed by the DNR shows that the state's forest products business directly generates $27 billion in forestry goods annually and supports the employment of more than 56,000 Wisconsinites. Overall, the total economic value to Wisconsin is reported to be $41.4 billion, supporting 124,500 jobs statewide. About 1,000 Wisconsin companies are involved in the forest products industry, plus about 250 more companies in logging and forestry support sectors. Wisconsin ranks number one in the nation in papermaking and has held the top spot for over 70 years. Forestry economic impact reaches every corner of the state. According to data analyzed by the DNR, jobs related to forest products make up 11% of all manufacturing jobs statewide. Industry workers involved in active forest management ensure trees remain a healthy and renewable resource in Wisconsin, meeting the global demand for a wide range of forest products and encouraging the use of sustainability harvested wood products. Forest products also play a vital role in mitigating the effects of this changing climate. Trees store carbon, offsetting greenhouse gas emissions, while growing and retaining the stored carbon throughout the useful life of forest products. In Wisconsin, Forest Products Week recognizes the industry workers who harvest, transport, and transform logs into valuable products, along with the woodland owners and professional foresters who care for the state's 17 million acres of forests. All of that work ensures that Wisconsin can continue providing raw forest materials to businesses while offering recreational opportunities and ecosystem services to state residents and visitors. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of a rare fish, which may result from the Y-43 Hillside Bloomington Pole Replacement Project in Grant County. American Transmission Company's project consists of emergency relocation and replacement of structure 108481, as well as replacement of structure 108482 and reframing of structure 108480 along the Y-43 line, which falls within the Wisconsin River floodplain. Structure 108481 is proposed to be moved south and east within the existing Y-43 transmission line right-of-way to a more stable location outside of the active channel. The two adjacent structures must be replaced and reframed to support the new location of structure 108481. Conservation measures for this project are detailed in the Jeopardy assessment and include netting off the project area and relocating fish to a suitable habitat outside the project area. The presence of the state endangered starhead top minnow is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the proposed project may result in the incidental taking of some fish. The DNR concludes that the proposed project is not likely to reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state. The whole plant animal community of which it is part of, or the habitat that is critical to its existence. Copies of the Jeopardy assessment and background information on the starhead top minnow are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the starhead top minnow by Monday, October 27th, to the Department of Natural Resources, in care of Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist, 2514 Morse Street, Janesville, Wisconsin, 53545, or email stacy.rowe@wisconsin.gov or call 608-228-9796. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.